How does something beautiful come out of something tragic? How can damage done to a soul, the shattering, as Donald Calshad calls trauma, transform later in life to something almost magical? How do ashes turn to diamonds? How is straw spun into gold? This is really the work of this conference, which began 77 years ago, when friends at Quaker meetings here in the Northeast recognized that the Second World War had damaged many so severely that healing was not taking place by simply sitting in silence and waiting on the light. Psychology, our founders felt, and Jungian psychology in particular, which addressed the soul, might light a path through the emotional wreckage of war trauma. The dark had something to give us, to teach us. Donald Calshad has taken this work of transforming trauma into something beautiful much farther than our founders could have imagined. Jung believed that the chemistry of the psyche, the signs and symbols that come out of the unconscious in dreams and imagination, were always urging us toward wholeness. Even neurosis was a positive thing, which was happy news to us neurotics. Jung saw neuroses as trapped energy recycling itself above the wound, in effect, setting down flags in the mud of the psyche where things needed to be explored, where lost truth needed to be unearthed, and knotted energy opened up. But as he worked with trauma, patients and their dreams, Donald Calshad discovered that not all dream figures were the good-intentioned ushers on the path to wholeness. In Jung's thinking, in archetypal theory, archetypes, those larger-than-life characters who show up in our dreams and active imagination, were guides to psychic balance if we took the time to translate their upside-down language. Donald Calshad recognized, however, that some of the fierce archetypal figures we encounter were not on the side of wholeness. They were not striving to help us pull the fragmented pieces of the shattered self back together again. Instead, they were guarding against feelings, sending us away from feeling to numbing substances like food, alcohol, drugs, shopping. Even rage and depression can help us not feel deeply or compassionately. That's an important one for me. By keeping us away from the feeling, these archetypal protectors were ensuring we would never risk feeling the severe pain of early trauma again. But Don tells us, and as we learned last year from Bessel van der Kolk and somatic therapists Noelle White and Joe Weldon, whose work restores feeling to the body through gentle touch therapy, it is only through feeling that we begin the process of healing. And we get closer to wholeness Jung spoke of. We can't get through on thinking alone. Donald Calshad's life has been that of a tireless seeker. I actually just learned all this stuff because he finally put something up on his website about himself. More detailed than before. Donald Calshad's life has been that of a tireless seeker. His undergraduate degree was in philosophy from the University of Wisconsin. His divinity degree, cum laude, from Union Theological in New York, focused on psychiatry and religion. He next received a doctorate in clinical psych from Fordham and then followed with his analytic training at the Jung Institute in New York. Next he went to the Wainwright House in New York as head of the Institute for Depth Psychology, and there he began studying and teaching Jung in a community setting, which led to lectures on childhood trauma and eventually the publication in 1996 of his book, The Inner World of Trauma, Archetypal Defenses of the Personal Spirit, and more recently, Trauma and the Soul, a Psycho-Spiritual Approach to Human Development and Its Interruption. Donald Calshad continues to wrestle with the dark and light angels that early trauma spawns in our psyches. In them, he sees a way not only to better understand ourselves, but how these forces animate our troubled times. Much like our founders who inspired inner journeys for change in the world, beginning in the darkest times, the shadow of the Second World War, Don continues to help light a path through the dark into the light. It's really an honor and pleasure to welcome him.
45 minutes, an hour, and then we'll have some conversation,
yeah,
discussion?
That would be good.
Yes. Would that be good? Okay. The other thing I wanted to mention is that, and this is simply a matter of your choice, and I want to put it out as a possibility. You know, that's great. Thank you. I was going to ask if that was possible. I have four plenary talks, including this one tonight, that are planned for the conference. Tonight, it's titled Restoring the Lost Body to the Soul, which is a little bit backwards. It's the lost soul of the body, but Lorraine, that's all right. I won't hold you against it.
That's the way I do it.
It's okay. You're dyslexic, I understand. The second one is Opening the Closed Heart and Recovering the Orphan Child. That is scheduled for tomorrow, after the film, As It Is in Heaven. The third is Entering the Crypt of Defenses, the Struggle with Dark Forces in Light of Dante's Divine Comedy, for Sunday from 2 to 4. And then the final one that's scheduled now is on Monday morning, 9:15 to 10:45, Trauma, Synchronicity, and Paranormal Experiences in Therapy. Now, what I propose to do is to condense four of them into three and add a fourth. And I'll tell you why. This last year, a friend of mine, Tom Singer, an analyst out in California, asked me if I would write a chapter for a book he's doing on the culture, the American culture right now, and whether or not I could apply my discoveries in the inner world of trauma to the trauma we're all going through right now in the country. So I said yes, and I spent the next 3 or 4 months writing this damn thing, and it was so difficult to make that transition, but I think I finally made it, and I'd like to introduce it to you as the fourth one. Now, are you open to that?
Yes.
Okay. Because I don't want you to feel cheated or thrown off what you're expected to get here. I promise you that I will cover all the bases as we go forward in the first series of talks. Okay?